All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm speaking to you from New York City on this, the 16th day of May, 2017. I do want to thank each of you for listening to this show, making it one of the more popular shows on the Voice America Business Channel, and would like to invite you to continue to send along your questions, criticisms, praises, whatever comments you have to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. Questions, the number four, taylor@gmail.com. I also want to thank our sponsors for making this show economically viable. Our sponsors for today's show are Dynasert Inc., Trimetals Mining, Telson Resources, Klondike Gold, RN Resources, Novo Resources, Genesis Metals, and GMV Minerals Corp. It is a most exciting time for junior exploration companies, and especially if you share my views that we are in the early days of a major gold bull market. And all of the companies I just named are covered in my own newsletter, and well, there are quite a few more beyond that, but these are some of the more exciting ones in my letter. I really think they all have a great shot at doing extremely well moving forward in this bull market. You can, again, go to miningstocks.com to learn more about my newsletter, to sign up for it there. Chen Lin, my friend, also publishes a letter, What is Chen Buying, What is Chen Selling? You can go to chenpicks.com to sign up for Chen's letter. He covers gold stocks, but he also covers biotechs and energy stocks. In fact, over the last few years, he's done very, very well in the biotech sector. I'm not going to tell you that investing in gold exploration stocks is always easy, even during bull markets. For example, my top holding is Novo Resources. That's my personal top holding. And it's down 35% from my average cost of 79 cents per share. The stock is currently at around 52 cents in U.S. money. So you can buy it at about a 35% discount from my average price. So needless to say, depending on when you buy it. Certainly, I'm not surprised by an email that I received from a listener to this show who wrote the following, and I quote, "All we hear from Dr. Henning is Novo soon will be producing gold. The only thing I see is increased special stock sales to privileged people with free warrants and dilution for everyone. How about asking Dr. Henning, why so much dilution and no production?" End of quote. Well, we certainly will have Dr. Henning on this show next week, and I look forward to asking him that, letting him talk about it. I do know those of you who have been in this business as long as I have know that the exploration business is a very tough business. It requires a lot of patience at times. When we're in periods like we've had a five-year bear market, it really sets things back a ways, but When the good times come, they can really come. They can these little junior exploration companies, especially those that find mineral deposits of value, go up very, very many times their value. And this is more common than not in the bull markets. Actually, with respect to Novo, they did put out a press release today, which you can access easily from a link on the front page of miningstocks.com. Meantime, here are a few of the more important topics discussed in that press release by Dr. Henning. He said that Novo is targeting completion of a pre-feasibility study for the Beaton's Creek gold property by the fourth quarter of this year. They have advanced production. They're seeking an advanced production permit at Beaton's Creek. Actually, they have it, I believe, at this point in time. Novo has recently hired an in-house environmental scientist, Chris Gotti has been involved in the past working for Millennium Minerals. That's an Australian gold producer right in that same neighborhood where Novo is operating. The good news from my point of view for Novo is that it now has a significant amount of cash in the till that enables it to move forward. And I continue to believe that this will be a very successful company. I would love to add more shares now, but since I have almost 20% of my personal portfolio in this one stock, I simply can't go beyond that. But I'm quite confident that I'll be very happy with my average 79-cent purchase over the next couple of years. Time will tell if I'm right. But as I say, I will be talking to Novo next week. Dr. Quentin Henning will be with me. Would also like to mention that Klondike Gold, the speech that Peter Talman, the president of Klondike Gold, made at the Metals Investor Forum is now posted, and you can also access that. It's my understanding that it has been put up at miningstocks.com. So you can catch up with Dr. Quentin Henning's news release at miningstocks.com. You can also quickly and easily link on to the interview Peter Talman made, the president of Klondike Gold, at miningstocks.com. Now, I'd also like to note that on Thursday, Eric Coffin will be my guest on Top Stock Picks. That's my podcast that I normally put at J. Taylor Media on Tuesdays, but a scheduling conflict this week made that impossible. So Eric and I will be recording on Wednesday. It will be posted at Top Stock Picks podcast at J. Taylor Media.com on Thursday. Now, I've titled today's show, America's Economic Addiction to Constant Wars and Crises. Alistair MacLeod and Michael Oliver return. The question is, how much longer can the heart of an insolvent U.S. global empire continue to beat, given its massive debt and likely depletion of gold reserves? At the same time, as sources to fund the U.S. Treasury debt is falling, they are falling very rapidly. Because our major media is mostly made up of propaganda these days and has little to do, in my view, with the facts, you may not be aware that the U.S. financial system is really in a precarious state. For example, bet you're not aware that over the last 2 years, there has been a 12.5% decrease in foreign holdings of U.S. treasuries. And we used to depend on Japan and China to allow us to continue to live beyond our means. Well, those days look like they're over, at least over the last 2 years. There has been a major decrease in Social Security funding of treasuries, another major source of funding for treasuries. Not surprisingly, this is happening because of the demographics, aging population, people like yours truly who are now taking their Social Security checks, not to mention a dwindling amount of money going into the Treasury for Social Security because of a loss of jobs, fewer people working, and those that are working for much less. Their salaries are much lower. So, of course, you do know, supposedly, that quantitative easing has ended. So that's a source of funding that's not there, supposedly. But I would encourage you to watch a video of my talk at the Metals Investor Forum on May 5th. It's now posted also at J. Taylor Media. Actually, at Mining Stocks, you can pick it up there as well. I documented the fact that there is a very substantial source of funding coming into the U.S. Treasury, simply that the Treasury is highly secretive about. The major source of funding they're simply labeling as other, and they're not telling us what that is. Curious thing, we certainly would like to know. Some are suggesting that it may merely be the Treasury, a hidden sort of backdoor quantitative easing, if you will. Otherwise, the interest rates may be rising much more rapidly, not because the economy is strong, as the propaganda would have you believe, but because there just simply is a shortage of people willing to lend their money to the Treasury at rates that are ridiculously low, far below, even below the inflation rate. So that leads me to Alistair MacLeod and my main guest today, and the title of the show, which is America's Economic Addiction to Constant Wars and Crises. Well, President Eisenhower, who was the last president to audit and the America's gold reserves and report them to the public, warned Americans as he was leaving office that the military-industrial complex threatened our liberty. And certainly as a leading general in World War II and the President of the United States, Eisenhower was most certainly in a position to see how government run by companies that profit from wars could destroy the very nature, the very fiber of our free society. And indeed, now with corporations dominating U.S. government like never before, and with a domestic economy that has frankly continued in a depression since 2008, 2009, except for a few of the upper maybe 10%, there is a need like never before for the neoconservatives to keep funding wars, to keep giving us a reason to fight wars, not only to keep the cash register ringing for those corporations who operate our America's killing machine, but to also create fear that drives funding into the Treasury, which, as I just noted, is having a more and more difficult time doing so. So Alistair MacLeod recently wrote two excellent articles in which he provides details about the dynamics that may be driving the world ever more closely to World War III. We hope and pray that's not the case. But those articles, America's Financial War Strategy and End of Empire, we'll be talking to Alistair about those articles when he comes on at about half past the hour. Both those articles, I think, are very, very important, and I hope that you'll listen to what Alistair has to say. We do have to go to break now, but don't go away, because the person who I have on this show more often than anyone else, namely Michael Oliver, because of my confidence in his continuously right calls on the markets, he'll be right back. He'll be with us right when we come right back after the first break. So don't go away. We'll be right back with Michael Oliver.
Orin Resources is a Canadian-based gold exploration company focused on the company's flagship Committee Bay project, located in northern Canada, one of the best mining jurisdictions in the world. The company's current resource, outlined by drilling thus far, stands at 1.1 million ounces of gold at over 8 grams per ton. Orin is operated by the same team that founded Asanko Gold, which is constructing a major gold mine in West Africa, and Caden Resources, which was recently purchased in November for over $200 million.
Telson Resources is building a new gold mine in Durango State that is destined to become one of the highest-grade gold producers in Mexico. Telson plans to commence production in early 2018 to mine over 1,000 tons per day by the end of the first year. Telson presents an exciting opportunity to investors seeking to position themselves in an exciting and robust new undervalued gold mine opportunity. Telson Resources trades on the TSX Venture Exchange under symbol TSN and on the OTCBB under symbol SOHFF.
Tri-Metals Mining is a growth-focused mineral exploration company exploring and developing its near-surface Gold Springs gold-silver project in mining-friendly Nevada and Utah. Tri-Metals has only drilled less than 10% of the gold targets at Gold Springs, and it already has a gold resource with a robust preliminary economic assessment. Tri-Metals believes that with further drilling, there is a significant potential to discover 3 to 5 million ounces of gold at Gold Springs. Tri-Metals shares are listed on the OTCQX and the TSX under symbols TMIAF and TMI respectively, and its website is trimetalsmining.com.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.